relation to trading and commitments, etc.
People out of Texas, do you want to give me some clues to see if we're talking about the same ones out of Texas?
Well, these particular people are not at liberty. We're off record.
That's fine.
We're off record, yeah. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. So just a curiosity to see what your response might be. Major money's been given people who brought us commitments. We could, of course, take some trade against, and quite frankly, at like this point, they sit in legal trouble, or they may go to jail, etc. I think we're trying to make amends and do something good about it.
Well, let's talk hypothetically about a few things. There are a lot of things that have come along that have been very valid, especially at Upstart. There have been a lot of gold certificates that were issued in good faith years and years ago, and even more recently. Ones head off into collection of these debts against whatever and for whatever, and they need to raise money, and they're doing it quite legitimately and honorably. But the facts are, as long as you have a government that is in control of everything, they're not going to honor anything. And ones will say, well, they have to. No, they don't have to. It's like taking away all of your rights. You know, well, the judge can't rule this way. Well, he's the judge, and he just did, and let's see where you're going to end up. If he sends you to prison, that's where you're going to go, unless you can get enough money to have another lawyer go fight another case. So you have to look at what the circumstances are, and if it's based on some of these land claims, gold certificates, etc., it may be very legitimate, very honorable, but you're not going to get a cent because the government will not honor them. And there is no power that you have that you can make them honor any of those gold certificates. And this is sort of the problem that Ron's gotten himself into, along with Buckley of Texas and Greenlight and all of these ones that did a lot of collection. Let's all put in, and I will go to bat, and we will go, and we will get some of this money back. And it was a legitimate operation. It should have worked. But in these instances, whatever you're referring to, in these instances, some people are going to go to prison. And Mr. Jackson is going to be very lucky if he's not one of them, because he got involved in that, and he started selling, send me your claim, I will forward it to so-and-so, and with it $300 or $250 or whatever. And let's keep it a secret, though, from, that old Hatton.
Oh, no.
And all the while, Hatton's saying, why would you bother to do that? You just told us you had $2 million or $8 million or something running around in a briefcase with your lawyer. Obviously, that's not so. But we do know that many forms and much money ran through that operation against one of those gold certificates that was going to pay back on land. Well, after all this is said and done, the RTC is set up for this purpose. The point of the elitists is to get control of all property. And if they don't do it through the railroads, they'll do it through other means. And any piece of property that taxes are paid on, and you don't pay your taxes, that they can confiscate is not yours to start with. Just think about it. You're renting property, and you're renting from the government, because you're paying rent plus taxes, which is the deciding factor. They don't have to honor gold certificates. Now, let me tell you the worst news that you could possibly have. Well, if we ever get our constitutional government back, they'll have to honor them. Do they? Let us say you got your constitutional government back. Everything is hocked. You are bankrupt. You have been bankrupt since 1933. If you could make them pay on one of these gold certificates, they couldn't do it. Well, how do we ever get out of this national debt? You don't. You won't. You will have to have a collapse of your nation. And they're just setting it up now. You see, you're not just in bankruptcy. You're in foreclosure. And they're sending the United Nations troops to make sure they foreclose on you. And you will have riots. You will have all sorts of other things to hide the fact that you're simply in foreclosure. That means there is no money to pay against those gold certificates. Oh, no, they've got to pay it in gold. Well, you go make the Belgians cough it up. Or the Austrians. Wherever they've got it hidden. Because it ain't in Fort Knox. So all of these things, I want to call them schemes. They're not schemes. They start out as reasonable approaches of citizens to go to their government and demand proper citizen treatment. Only to find you don't have that kind of a government anymore. You have a socialist, fascist government. All the while you thought you were a free country. And sing the Star Spangled Banner. And it's disappointing. It's disappointing. It is disappointing to me to see you one struggle. When I know it's there, they just won't release it. So I can't do anything but talk in generalities. And go with your guidance. Go with your guidance. Because most of it is just, it's last minute frantic panic deals.
And if you loan them money, they put up ample collateral or forget it.
Or if you feel secure about it and know who you're dealing with and so forth, if they have a good track record, obviously it's the ones who are willing to take the risk who get. So I'm not a good one to say, well, let's not take any risks. Just take as enlightened ones as you can, informed ones, and then cover yourself.
Commander?
Yes.
By wearing a device put out a certain frequency, would that avoid the bombardment we're getting from them?
It won't avoid it, but it will certainly help. There's some pretty good... there's also... It's like these plans for getting money. A lot of money has been transferred through some of these kinds of arrangements, and a lot of billions of dollars are still being transferred back and forth. So if you've got a good one, I'd say go for it with great care. Now, as far as protecting yourself, know what you're doing and do it yourself. Don't be sold a bunch of garbage. You know, just set this little purple thing here or this little pyramid thing here and it's going to do all this stuff. It won't. And remember the shysters. Remember this best story that I can tell. George Green went to a seminar and Tesla watches were the big deal. A great whack, you know, $59.95 will get you this Tesla watch. And George was sitting backstage, back behind, you know, with someone he knew, watching this man open up. He had a whole array of Casio cheap watches. And he was taking them out and putting a Tesla thing on the dial. And George says, "What you doing?" "Well, I'm turning these into Tesla watches. They give off energy." And George says, "They don't." And he just, you know, "George, it's all in the mind." So he was taking a $2.50 Casio watch, putting a Tesla thing on the dial, snapping it back together, $60. Now that's a good deal for him. And maybe those who walked out of there felt this energy surge. It probably was from the empty billfold, but never mind.
$60.
Just beware. There are shysters in everything you encounter.
Commander?
Yes.
As device I'm talking about, I built, and it's sent to a certain frequency, so I know it does work.
That's and you're here, so it must.
Yes.
And you come from a place where otherwise you might not be here. No, there's some very, very good ones. Dr. Coleman had a special coat, very lightweight, that had copper wires, and they were set. And he did, in fact, bring it, and Norma wore it while she typed for a long time until he left. And then she gave it back. There are some good protective devices. But you guys are good enough by now that you should be sending that radiation right back. It's going to get to you, and it's going to log you down sometimes. But it should not be impacting you greatly. That's up to you. Anyone else want any great words of wisdom? You notice I answered all these questions. And they have 25 or 30 more questions apiece from my answers. And they're right where they started from. Going to have to decide for themselves.
Commander?
And the rest of you have had to just wait. Yes?
Just a quick comment. I don't know if anybody else has noticed or not the commercials on CNN where they're talking about the U.S. needs a few good men of good character and all this kind of stuff. And then they, at the very end, they say, and we have these men. They're called U.N. peacekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So they're already beginning the advertising conditioning campaign.
Yes.
For American people to respect these things as, you know, something positive.
And have any of you wondered where have the Russians gone? Where have all those pieces of equipment that were shipped in and seen all over your nation running around on the highways and the railroads? Where are they? Well, you're going to find them in beautiful white.
Sir, Commander?
Yes.
Going south on Highway 58, you run alongside the railroad track?
Yes.
You saw a train full of obviously painted tanks. Various other things, weird machinery, so they must have come from Russia. I mean, they were so weird compared to our military equipment. But everything was covered with paint, and the train was going south. We watched it for quite a while, took some pictures of it. You think those are headed somewhere?
Well, most of these pieces of equipment over here in the West are sent out to China Lake for painting and refurbishing and...
Well, they were probably going to hit up on 395 or something. Mm-hmm. Well, I have another question. The government is pouring a lot of power into the grids of the world, right? The government?
Yes.
Is this interfering with Mother Nature? This is going to be difficult. Isn't there going to be an interaction? Or it might be done deliberately, too, to confuse Mother Nature. If this is a spirit.
Well, yes. Especially where you can control weather. It can, yes. You're truly going to run into two seasons. And they're going to happen within each other's seasons. You're not going to be able to depend on rain. You're going to, because of the energy surges and the rapid changes, you're going to have to experience greater wind velocities. That's just part of the repercussion or the consequences of this kind of control. Currents will change.
I had a third question. With this coat that was helping reduce the radiation, couldn't the coat be filled with corner reflectors? Because that corner reflector will reverse the radiation and go the other way.
Well, I suppose it could. Part of the fact was that you have to remember that I don't want to talk out of school. I'm having to monitor to see what I can say in here and what I can't. But you have to know that John Coleman was attached to MI6, British Intelligence. And I believe that Nina was from Belgium. I could be wrong.
Denmark.
You're right. But a lot of stuff. Diplomat relative in Denmark and another in Belgium. And these people well, I'm not going to get into their history, but they had been in South Africa in the diamond mines, in intelligence, and ended up over here. So let's just put it there. This particular coat had woven into its fabric copper wires. This was not just, you know, put something in your pocket. I mean, this was a cage. Very, very efficient. And yet, you'd have to, you couldn't see it. You just didn't notice it when you picked it up. Some of you will remember him wearing it. It was light blue, kind of linen-like, and he very frequently wore it when he would come to our meetings and speak. That's his protection. You would not have known it, but he wore a lot of bulletproof clothing. You're not going to forever find out all about the John Colemans of the world. He made some interesting wrong choices also. And we can always thank him for the gift of all the lessons we got from US&P. But you see, being out of British intelligence, he knew about the Brookings Institute, and he knew the connection with US&P. And so it's been an interesting series of time. And yet, I feel that some of his sources and his resources, let's just never mind where they come from. He has been gracious and willing to share, and we'll sell as many books for him as we possibly can. He doesn't have to come here. He probably doesn't want us there. But we have a very good relationship with him, and he's coming through with some extremely valid and valuable information. You see, we can get into economics and all of these things, but in the overall picture of the world, it isn't going to do much. And I'm not sure that you need to know all about wireless transmitters. You have to know what it will do to you. And some of the few things that you can do to protect yourself. Obviously, if it all blows up into a nuclear holocaust, which if you get that kind of power surge, you are going to have nuclear fission or fission, one or the other. And when you have that, you've got power beyond what you can manage to even think about. And if it's right on you, if you're on point zero, you don't have to worry about it very long. Nor ascension, you're just going to do it. And hope that you are right enough with God that soul moves out. Because this kind of energy can disperse soul energy. And there's where we get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Soul energy is energy. And there are things that can disperse that energy. There are many kinds of death of body that never touch it. And if you know it's coming, you're going to get your soul out of the way. You just will. If you're right with God, you're going to get it out of the way. So it's not something you sit around and worry about, but it's something we have to sit around and worry about because that's a no-no. It's bad enough when mankind began to create life forms. He could not create life, but he could build, manufacture, and create from components life forms. He developed and created the viruses. The major virus man-made for the first time was made right in Tel Aviv for the benefit of the New World Order and the health, World Health Association or order, whatever you call it. So you've got a situation where there is the possibility of the kind of confrontation that will disperse soul energy. That is unacceptable. Please understand, when I say unacceptable, I am speaking of God. Well, couldn't he stop it? Yes, he will. Everybody hear me? There are some things of which intervention is going to happen. You may not even perceive it as intervention because there won't be typical interference. Just because you want to win doesn't mean you're right. So if it's going against you, That is not necessarily that it is wrong. It's just it doesn't agree with you. So God doesn't run about interfering because he has done already what he fully intended to do, and that was have mankind experience in a free will choice environment. And enough time somewhere out there until he learns his lessons. That's all there is in universal beingness is the experiences you have. And you start primitive. And you grow. And you are put into positions where you have experiences, where you can make these choices. And I know that you feel like, well, I don't have any choices, really. You tell me I've got all this free will choice, and then I know fully well I'm going to march right to your drumbeat. You may do that if you think it's the right way to go. And you may perceive that you have no alternatives. And this will happen to you the farther you go toward that spear point of God. Because the alternatives begin to move in. And yet you always have an alternative. You can take the next breath or not. Oh, no, I have to breathe. Oh, no, you don't. But as you begin to stuff up and smother, you will breathe. Whether that's intelligence that takes over or what, doesn't matter. So we don't need to go into all the whys and the wherefores of this journey. It is just that it's unsuitable, really, when man created life forms. Because he has no ability to create soul. None. He cannot give life to his creations. And that means you have a lot of robotic functioning dead people. And when I say dead, I mean basically soulless energy forms. Can these energy forms grow into soul? Yes, but not unless God chooses it. But when it really becomes unacceptable to go much further in a world environment is when you can create death of soul. And you can do that now. There is technology on your place that can disperse soul and damage and mutate soul energy to the point that it cannot reassemble itself. So the you of you can be killed. And that means the you of you is a fragment of God. And that is unacceptable in a big way. You know, God may not mind losing his fingernail. But you have to remember that all soul essence of God is God. And he ain't much for losing a foot and letting you go your way. So before this is allowed to happen, souls will be gathered. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to go sit in God's lap or just merge with him. It does mean that God will recover his souls in danger. And that means you need ground crew, air crew, human, Aetherians. When God says, get them in, we're going to get them in. And we'll sort later. So it pays to be on the list. Don't be truly on the outs with God. But remember something. You don't know another's contract. And what you perceive may be unacceptable. God may have patted on the head and said, you did a good job, son. Just don't forget. You needed this lesson. Will I grow this? So don't start judging. That was one thing that I learned, and it was the most beneficial thing I ever learned. I don't try to outthink God. I tried to think with God. And God doesn't judge. He lets you grow. God is absolute love and allowance. With a lot of conditions. And I try to meet them because I know the consequences. You try to meet them because you'd like to win. You'd like to fulfill. Because somewhere back there, you can't quite remember, but you know. And it's enticing. Some people come to romp through. Each one of you will know some. You will come to just, oh, hey, I know God. And I'm not going to hurt anybody, but I'm going to play my way through. You know, four, I'm going to hit my ball now. Everybody scatter. It's all right. It makes for a diversified, beautiful environment of people. But when the negative energy gets so heavy and it begins to be destructive to the other creations of God, then there has to be some attention given to it. So Mother Earth is not going to fight back in that you do this to me, I'm going to do that to you. It will happen that way because of consequential sequence of events. You destroy too much, there's nothing to recover. And therefore there will be tilting, there will be, you get rid of your rainforest, you cannot depend on the rain, and yet now you have the capability of total weather control. You can create your own clouds. But now you will be at the mercy of the elite. But remember something. In all the while that it doesn't seem fair and it doesn't seem workable and it's impossible, it's not. Because there comes a time just in the evolvement, they have to eat too, don't they? They cannot drink poison water. And there comes a limit to what they can do. And they don't want to work, so they're going to keep some of you around. And they don't like to look bad. Remember something about Satan. Satan will always lie. Satan will always cheat. Satan will always, always play tricks. He is the king trickster. He will lie to you. He will tell you that you just do this and I'm going to make you king. He ain't going to do anything for you except destroy you. But everybody's got to go try it. And I'm not talking about the little naughty, mischievous things. God's really quite amused by those. But it's that soul. It's that soul. And he's not going to allow the destruction of very many souls and none of his own. And now that there is the capability of destroying soul, puts the rest of us into third, fourth, fifth, high gear. Because it becomes our responsibility to see to it that when he says enough, then we clear the place of all hours. And I want to tell you that's going to be a hard moment because you have not been able to discern who...